Okay, everyone. I know that you all think that you couldn't live without the internet, but before online research, there were card catalogs and paper cards and library book pockets.
I want to know the games you should be dying to play.
Playing Space Cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to live a game you can die to play.
I can't play these video games.
Games are more interesting than radio.
Whoa, ow!
He's got the weirdest pain in my nuts.
It's time to get retarded with episode 63 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. I'm C4.
I'm Kobar.
And this week we've got, let's do the important things that pertain to us directly first. Before we get to all the cool stuff coming out this week or maybe the week after. The IRC channel actually had to move because everybody was complaining about Esper, so we had to change over to irc.oftc.net.
We've been having some issues with the server we're on now.
Oh, great. No, go ahead. What?
Well, the first thing we noticed is it randomly changed the subject to say that episode 55 was out.
That's because they had a hard drive die and they had to restore from a backup.
Hey, but whose backup? We were on a different server when 55
No, we tried to move a long time ago. Because everybody was complaining that Esper was having connection problems and was going down and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was just a mess. Esper was a mess. And half the people wanted to move. So, fine, I set up another channel on a server that I've been on for years now. I'm actually there all anyway, like for other channels. And nobody wanted to come over. They wanted to move. Everybody was bitching and complaining. But nobody moved when there was alternate channels set up.
Huh.
So
I didn't even notice that you did that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, we didn't try to really push it very hard. I did mention it to everybody. Nobody moved. Modem was there, like, and Fujikoma was there. That was it. That was it.
So that explains that. But I was talking to Mocker the other night.
Uh-huh.
And he'd type something, and it would come up, and then he'd type another line, and it would simply duplicate what he just typed on the screen, and he'd go, what the hell? And he'd have to type it again.
That's his machine, I swear to God.
Well, it could be.
Has it happened to anybody else?
I haven't noticed.
It's got to be something that he's doing. I don't know.
It could
That's too weird.
It could be.
I've never seen that happen before, ever, so I don't know. Maybe
that could have just been an isolated thing with his machine or his connection or whatever.
That sounds a little weird, but I don't know. And as far as the problem with the topic, yeah, they reset because I noticed when I finally had enough of hearing about it, because it started up again, complaining about Esper having issues. Mm. So I said, screw it, you know, went back to that channel, and like right when I decided to move everything over again is when they had a hard drive die or something. So they had to restore from a backup. So, of course, it was way back ago. So and it was
from when you tried to do it the first time.
The first time, yeah. So the topic kept changing back to episode 55 and what. And you said kept. It did it once, as far as I know, because it's still current.
Yeah, it's only done it once that I know of.
Yeah, and that was after it was before I left. So yeah. It was after they had to do the restore from the backup.
So, I mean, that's not a big deal. I mean,
that's
things happen.
Yeah, I think things are okay, and they're going to be a whole lot better over there. So if you hung out on IRC before, or you're looking for where we're at, it's irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. And actually, I think we finally got everybody to move, because I just said, screw it, moderated the channel, so nobody could talk on Esper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, well, the problem was everybody would stay there and keep talking. And it was like, hello, we're moving, and nobody wanted to move. They wanted to complain, but they didn't want to move. They didn't want to fix the problem. So, screw it. Moderate the channel so nobody can talk, and change the topic to get the hell over to the new server, and it solved the problem right away, though. Everybody was there within a few hours.
Yeah.
So it worked really well. Kind of probably a mean way to do it, but what am I going to do?
It worked.
Yeah. I mean, have everybody split up and everybody complaining all the time still when there is a server that works much better. That, you know, we're on currently, so whatever, that's solved. Another thing that happened this week was very sad. If you've been to the site, you saw the Superman logo up there on the forum. I changed my avatar to the same logo just because I thought it was so neat looking. Christopher Reeve died.
Yeah.
That was sad. Because he was cool, man. He was like, he was Superman, you know? He was...
You know who else died? Oh, I can't think of his name. The He was kind of ugly, and I get no respect. Johnny Rat.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Kind of weird how they always go in twos.
I don't know about that. I don't follow this kind of stuff too closely, but what day did he die?
Pretty recently, like last week or something.
I remember hearing about it. I just couldn't remember when. But Christopher Reeve died, what, was that like 3 days ago or something?
Yeah.
2 or 3 days ago. It was before I left, so that was really, that sucked, man, because he was Superman. I used to watch those movies all the time. So I put up the logo to the link to the story on his site and to the story on CNN. Not the template they had. They didn't have the dates and all and the age and all that in there, because they actually had that up there for a while. They changed it to where it actually had the dates and his how old he was and whatnot. But that was pretty sad, I thought. You know, I mean, he was Superman, like I said. He was every, you know, a lot of people's hero growing up, you know. And I was thinking about this. I think Seinfeld needs to do the eulogy. How awesome would that be? They need Seinfeld there.
Seinfeld doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't do anything either if I was him.
He's full retired. He doesn't want to even crack a joke between friends anymore.
Yeah, Superman was, like, big for him, though. You know, and granted, this isn't Superman, but, you know. I mean, he played Superman, so. And there was a game-related portion of the point of bringing this up, though, by the way.
This is kind of cool.
I think this is really cool. This was a story on GameSpot. I'm just going to read a couple of sentences here. After the news of the passing of Christopher Reeve hit the airwaves, players of the massively multiplayer online role-playing game City of Heroes gathered together for a memorial for the fallen hero. Players gathered in full hero garb and saluted in tandem in memory of the man best known for playing Superman on the big screen. I thought that was pretty cool.
Quite fits with the game they're playing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of stuff like that happens in these kind of games.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you get the marriages and people are all gathered around. And I remember Ode showed me a video because he was big into Dark Age of Camelot. He had video or screenshots or something of some lady's husband died that played. Like, they played together and her husband died. And, like, they got a bunch of people that knew him together, you know, and she made, like, a video using the game engine, you know, to, like, show off, you know, some of the things that he did in the game and whatnot. And then they had a bunch of people together, and they stood in the form of a heart, you know. I mean, there's some pretty crazy shit, because people get involved in these games. I mean, this becomes their life, which is what I think cool about them.
Me too.
You know, when you get sucked in so much that you're at work, and you could care less about, you know, whatever the hell's going on, and you're just thinking, I gotta get that plus one armor today, or I'm not gonna be happy. I'm gonna go home and work on my fishing skill a little bit, you know. What? You need to buy something? Yeah, whatever, lady. Yeah. Those are the best kind of games. You just can't stop thinking about it. Let's see. Oh, we had email this week too. We get very little email. The address to email is gamer@hwhq.com, and we got mail. This is from a new listener who actually was in the IRC channel like the day before we changed it, so I actually haven't seen if he made it over to the new channel yet. He's not there now, but he was on the other one, so I'm sure we're going to lose a few people in the transition, and God only, I can just see Esper having problems and have them change the topic so nobody knows that we moved again. I might have to go back and look.
Well, now we've said it over the airwaves. Anybody who listens to the show will be on the
very,
on the
very true. Very true.
You changed the link, right?
Yes, I did. The whole site's actually been changed. The minute I went over to the other side and opened it up and moderated the channel, I changed all the links on the front page and on the forum itself. There is actually that nobody reads. It says forum announcements or something like that, or rules or something. That one's been changed too to reflect the updates to the new server and all that. So that's all squared away. The email's from, do you have any idea how to pronounce that correctly?
Hype?
That's what I'm thinking. It's H-Y-P with a caret. So okay. I was going to go with hype. Let's see. And this, he actually addressed it directly to me at the time. C4, hey man, first of all, I was having some downtime from intense Counter-Strike sessions. Since I'm ill with the flu at the moment, came across game radio and got listening to episode number 62 for the first time listening to GR. I've never seen that on there before. I like that. GR. It sounds short and simple. While browsing my radio streams. I have to say I really enjoyed it, and props to you guys for putting it together, and I'm definitely going to be listening in the future. I'll throw my 2 cents in on the whole issue of pricing for computer games getting stupid. What with us Brits... Oh, yeah, this was interesting. Okay, what with us Brits paying... Brits, he's from the UK. $72. That's US. That's 40. What are these, pounds?
No, that's pounds.
Pounds, yeah. Already for our AAA titles, regardless of format. Any US price rises are going to knock on worldwide, and we're going to end up paying $80 to $90. That's 45 to 50 pounds for AAA titles. If you want to mention this in your next show, by all means, go for it. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. And you know he's right. It is going to go. You know, it's going to affect prices everywhere.
$72 is rough.
Yeah, just could you imagine? I'd be pissed off. I would not be very happy. We already get hit for pretty much every other high cost tech part at the moment, and it's getting bloody annoying if prices for games get yet another rise. Of course, it's going to be written off. Many of the publishers... God damn, you know what it is? I formatted it all screwed up, so I can't quite read it, like, all smooth. Because I read it fine in the email. Let's see, we're going to get hit from the first... it's getting bloody annoying if prices for games get yet another rise. Of course, it's going to be written off... That must be buy. By the publishers, not my. Mm-hmm. By the publishers as increased development costs and piracy issues. But like you guys mentioned on the show, we didn't see a price drop when they changed from the cardboard boxes. And the decent manners for the DVD case-style games. Great show, guys. Well, thank you very much for writing.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think that's crazy, because you know what? I've got another friend over there I used to hang out on IRC with all the time, and he used to constantly complain about the price of stuff over there. Hard drives, video cards, everything is just insanely expensive over there.
Hmm.
So
I wonder what that is.
I don't know. It must be like shipping it over there or something.
Okay.
You know, maybe they have like insane taxes on something like that.
We get everything
something.
Shipped over here. I mean,
oh, that's true. None of that crap is made here.
Yeah, we don't. The U.S. doesn't make computer parts or.
A lot of it comes from Mexico, but that's not very far.
Yeah.
But most of our crap comes from China.
Yeah, most of it comes from the Orient.
Yeah. So, still though, that's rough. $72. If it goes up to 80 or 90, that's friggin' ridiculous. Now. That was a CNN money story. You know, that was some kind of story of speculation and of what they were hearing. It basically is what things are leaning towards.
Right. And now, if things are leaning towards that, the companies are not going to go.
Yeah, they're not
going
to have a hard time with saying, "Oh, okay, you know what? We can't do that. Make more money."
It's just going to make piracy worse, though.
I think it is too, because you know I'm sitting here looking. Had a pile of games. Oh, in fact, somewhere I missed that or I forgot to write it down in my notes. I was going to talk about the game's backlog for a bit, so we'll jump to that next, right after this one part, because it actually tied directly in with it.
But any game developers or publishers listening to the show, which is quite unlikely, but still, seriously,
I'd say pretty unlikely.
You raise the prices, you're going to get more people not wanting to pay for them.
Absolutely, because it's a lot harder to come up with $75 than it is to come up with $50.
You're going
to
get a bunch of people who are on the fence about piracy that goes, you know what, we don't really think this is right. We try to buy games, if we raise the price, they're going to fall over on the piracy side.
I think, yeah, you're right. I think so. Then there's some people that don't care. They're going to pirate it no matter what.
Well, yeah.
There's the people that are going to buy no matter what. And then there's the people that are probably going... Do you think this would actually kick anybody, like, make them stop playing games?
Maybe.
It's especially very possible.
People who have a hard time buying a game here and there to begin
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. You know, they can't keep up with the rising cost of games. And you expect them to shell out $500 every 6 months for a video card to play those games as it is. It's not worth it to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not worth it. You know, I know somebody that plays very, very little games. He tries to keep up with it, but can't. Time is an issue for him, too, though, not just money. And he plays very few games, not because he wants to, because he just can't. And, you know, I noticed that when a game comes out, he tends to just pirate it anyway. You know, because he kind of gave up a while ago trying to keep up paying for these games.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't care. So, anyway, now, I wanted to mention this because it actually kind of had something to do directly with this. Cliffy B, he's like designer of Unreal and all that stuff. He's he's actually... really cool when you listen to him. He did an interview with XGR, which I can't remember their site. It's probably XGR.com or it's Extreme Gaming Radio or something. They play a lot of music a lot, but every now and again they have interviews and stuff. It's pretty cool. On the 24th of September, they did an interview with Cliffy B. And some of the things, I'll put a link up there. I actually posted in the IRC a couple days ago, so I'm sure some of you have already heard this. But I had to go out of town this week and drive it to my dad's house, so I got to hear it in the car on my way there. It was pretty interesting, though, because he talks about the prices of games and how that he thinks they should go down and that they very well might be. Like, now, granted, the CNN thing was mostly speculation, too, and this was just his feeling on it. Because look at the ESPN games. Remember that, particularly the football one I'm thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
ESPN NFL 2005 was only $20. Madden was $50 with a collector's edition at $60. Now, Madden is just, like, the king of football games. That's what everybody wants when they want to go play a football game, right?
Right.
So how do you get in on that? It's pretty tough to even if you make a better game, it's pretty tough to convince people you made a better game.
Right.
So one of his points in the interview was basically the $20 game was the way to do it. You know, that was the way to get in there and move in on Madden's turf a little bit, you know, and the game is still good and everything. It may not be Madden, it may be better depending on what kind of game you like or whichever you feel plays better. But it was just interesting to hear somebody who's very involved and obviously very clued in. I couldn't believe some of the stuff that he was talking about. I thought, my God, and here I think that you know, all the guys that are, you know, involved in making games just have their eyes closed to the rest of the world. They don't, because he is on the ball. Some of the stuff he talked about, I was kind of shocked that he was really, like, on the ball. He knew what was going on, you know. Not just in his own little world of trying to, you know, make another awesome Unreal game, you know, but he knew what was going on. And he's, like, talking about how great Burnout 3 was and, like, how he just loved to play and stuff like that. It was like, well, that's kind of neat, you know, to know that he still gets out and does some things and plays some games, you know. But the big thing was about, that I wanted to touch on. Of course, he talked about the next Unreal and Unreal Championship 2 and all this other stuff, yeah, Unreal Engine, but... I don't want to steal all their information out of it because it was worth it to go listen to. So, but I just thought it was interesting. We were just talking about the price increase, and then he says that, you know, ideally it will go down. You'll sell more, you know, at $20. You'll have a lot more impulse buyers.
Yeah,
absolutely. Most I know. Definitely. I see that all the time. I'm like, oh, dude, this is only $20. I have to buy this. Why wouldn't I? It's only $20. I consider buying games I know I don't like. Hey, it's $20.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, I mean, I think he's got something to go on there because. Look
like
at
Hunter.
Yeah, yeah. This is the 20. Yeah, yeah. He's the king of price shopping, though. He gets like the $4 game, though.
And, like, it's gotta be fat.
It's gotta be good. Yeah, he's got a problem with that. No, because he'll come home with like 6 games and hate them all, but he's satisfied because he has 6 games, whether or not they're good. Something else that he mentioned in that interview, though, was the number of like development houses closing down, which I thought was pretty interesting too, because we have been seeing a lot of places close down, and it got me thinking that I was really on the stance before that this is such a bad thing. I've mentioned this before, like, this is terrible, and then I got that this was my, see, after the interview Cypress Hill came on, this was my inspirational music, and this is what I actually did all my thinking to with Cypress Hill. So this might not come out straight or correct, but this is what happened. I was sitting there thinking about it, thinking to myself, this is no good, and then listening to what he had to say after that and letting it roll around in my head for a little bit, and I thought, you know, maybe it's not so bad. Because maybe those guys that were making, you know, granted, they were making some good games. Some of these places that are closing down, the ones that we care about, obviously were making good games. But the people that had those jobs aren't going away. They're going to different places anyway.
Right.
And eventually, if we have less places like that, we're going to have better people working together from other companies. You know, it's going to be like a mix.
That is a good point, and probably true. The crap will kind of fall to the wayside, and since there's fewer jobs, the better people will get the jobs.
Exactly.
And however, that will not necessarily create a place where better games are made, because these companies are seeing all these companies die. They're not going anywhere. They're getting scared. They're going to fall back on the same thing Hollywood does, which is the formula.
Yeah.
We gotta make the formula games because we need to stay in business.
That's very true. Very true.
The fear of closing will cause them to fall back on the formula situation even harder.
Yeah, but they seem to be pretty on top of having side projects going on. Every company has a little secret project they're working on, you know, or they don't release any information on a bunch of stuff. I mean, they even talked about Jazz Jackrabbit 3 in the interview a little bit. How cool is that? You know what I mean? But they tried to do it this year and it didn't happen, but they were working on it. They had stuff from it. They had some sketches and whatnot. I mean, it may not have happened, but it was something to think about. You know, I had a blast playing Jazz 2. I've actually beaten that. I've actually played that all the way through. It was a blast. That game is... The red rabbit dude is awesome. Spaz or whatever his name is. He's so cool.
I think I only played the first one.
Mm. I don't think I played that one. He's green, I think, isn't he? It's been a long time since I played it, so I don't really remember. I thought he was green. Then you have, like, the red guy Spaz. I think he was in the second one, but he's awesome. But it was an interesting interview, nonetheless. One last thing I wanted to bring up that wasn't directly related to any of our real notes was a gaming backlog. Last year, we had a thread on the forums that I started where I was talking about the games that I had. Like, I had, like, a pile of games to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, oh, I need to get on these, you know, because I really wanted to play these. And so it's been a year. It's been actually 13 months to the day, I think, when I posted it. It was crazy. And I have some of those same games that I still haven't played yet. A year that I've been holding on to some of these.
You're
games.
Worse than me, and I'm bad.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, your stack is like as high as I am. It's like as tall as me.
There is so many games that I want to play. And I think this is such an interesting topic because I don't think that... For a while, I started to think I was the only one with this problem.
No.
You know, but then, yeah, with the forum thread from a year ago made me realize that I'm not the only one that a lot of people out there want to play, you know.
I have a terrible habit of buying new games. I'll sit there and play them for a couple hours. Yeah, this is really cool. I'll get back to this.
Exactly.
I mean, move on to the next new game. And yeah, this is really cool. I'll get back to this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's most of the time, I'll buy it, come home, put it in, watch the intro, be like, this is so fat. You know, dick around the first level for just like a few minutes, just to try to like check it out. And I'm like, wow, I can't wait to start playing this. Shelf it. A year will go by. And then it's just like, holy crap, you know, this game's like $5 now. I paid 50 the day it came out, and I still haven't played it. And I have a pile of games, and they're awesome games. I've got some kick-ass stuff I'm just dying to play. And I think I finally realized what the problem is. It's my computer. My problem is that I come home from work with full intentions of sitting on my ass and not doing a damn thing but playing games all day.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is I wind up on IRC. And then, you know, because your computer's so powerful, you can sit on IRC when you're surfing and listening to music and watching videos. And all of a sudden you've got like 50 things going on, and there goes like 7 or 8 hours of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do a goddamn thing. You know, you just sat there, catched up on the news, talked to your friends, you know, post on a few random forums, look at some crazy Flash animations, watch, you know, some videos, maybe whatever. And it's like my whole day gets wasted on crap. I need to start coming home, turning off the monitor. That's my problem. I keep looking over at it.
Yeah.
And then just sit down and, like, I don't know, hit that couch real hard and not move.
The problem is you lost your laptop. So you could have your laptop right there.
I know, that was helping a lot.
With IRC while you're playing games, you can just...
That was helping a lot. I actually would bring the laptop to the coffee table and sit there, because I got a lot of Tales of Symphonia when I had the laptop. I got rid of that, haven't touched Tales since, because I can't see IRC from the couch. That's kind of why that stopped. Oh, man.
You can just play in your chair.
You can't, because I'm at a funky angle, and I've actually tried to turn the TV this way. It's not quite the same feeling. I'm, like, too close to it or something screwed up. And I like sitting right here on the beanbags is what I've discovered. This is the most comfortable seat. Right there on the beanbags is the bomb. I can play games for hours like that. That's how I played through Fable. Sitting on those beanbags. They're comfortable.
Couple hours, anyway.
Couple, yeah, dude, that game was short. 11 hours it took me.
Yeah, I 10 and a half is where I clocked in at.
See, it's not nearly long enough, but goddamn is it a good game. It's so much fun.
Yeah, if the world was about 40% larger, and seriously, like twice as many quests, some story quests and a lot more side quests, that game would probably be one of my favorite of all time.
It would be way up on that list for me, too. Unfortunately, it's just too short, and the story isn't very well weaved into the whole game, it felt like. Like, there was little points where you're touching on the story, but it didn't seem like you were following it the whole time. Just like every now and again, you'd have to progress the story a little bit. But goddamn, it was so much fun.
They were so busy making all these cool aspects of the game, like the way you age, how you can change how you look, and the way people interact with you and whatnot. They were so busy with that part, they forgot to actually make the game.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened.
So, like, if they made a Fable 2 and just used the exact same engine.
Exactly. This
throw
is
in
awesome,
some new spells,
yeah.
Do a few other things, but
nothing
keep the
major
engine.
That's going to take 10 years again.
Yeah. Use all the same graphics.
Yeah, it's fine. Just make a game out of it.
And then spend all your time with the quests and stuff, and Fable 2 would be awesome.
It would only take them like a year.
Yeah.
That would be pretty impressive. That would be nice. I still think it's a great game. I mean, it's fantastic. It really is. I can't say too much bad about it. Sure, it's short. But you know what? The ride is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, doing random crafting, creating
an awesome
your guy.
Game.
And there's a lot of story stuff that I didn't even touch.
There's also some spells that are a little...
Too uber?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
But, you know what? When I finally got that multi-shot arrow thing, I just wrecked. My guy does so much damage with that. I mean, it was nobody stood a chance anymore. It was crazy. How long did you said when you fought the last guy?
Oh, I wasted him.
Oh, did you? Okay, I thought you said you had a hard time with one of the moves he was doing or something. So.
Oh, I did, but I was just, you just slap on the healing spell.
He didn't hit me once, and he lasted like a minute and a half maybe. Just long enough to pull my bow back, because I would hit the slow time and then hit the multi-shot, and it was just like, thump, 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 and then it cut out, and I go, oh, this is where it gets burly. But it ended right there. I was like, what the hell? This sucks. I could not believe how burly I was when I got that one.
You never had when he raises his arm and there's flashes of light and your health bar just goes.
No. No. He didn't live that long. He tried to chase at me. He was in some kind of a cylinder thing and some little, and I had to beat up a bunch of little dudes,
mm-hmm.
right? I killed them, then he came out and was like chasing. Oh, and he flew up in the sky and he was shooting shit at me, which is hella easy to dodge.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he lands on the ground and he starts chasing me around, but I just kept running back and just popping shots into him. And he just kept chasing at me, and every now and again he'd shoot me. Oh, and he charges back with his sword, and then he swings out and shit comes flying at you.
Right.
But if I shot him, just as he pulled back, he wouldn't shoot, and he would take damage. So it was just like me running backwards, and he would...
Oh, you must have, every time, because when he goes like this, sometimes he raises his hand up in the air.
Oh, and no, I didn't let him do it.
You must have interrupted him every time.
Oh, yeah, I whooped his ass bad. It was ugly. It was real ugly. Like, it made my guy feel burly for once, rather than getting his ass kicked by those stupid guys with, like, the Darth Maul-type weapon thing. Yeah, that was crazy. But what sucked was I was seriously 20 minutes from the end of the game when I quit playing 3 weeks ago. 20 minutes. Finally, I sat down.
I told you were.
I know. I was like, no, there's got to be more than that. And then I found myself on the final mission going, oh, man. But as it is, I still want to play through again already at least two more times with two different characters and then go see some of the, because there's so much stuff you miss. Like, especially the silver keys. I want to work on opening some of those doors. I want to try going good. I want to try going evil.
Another option they have is
getting married, getting drunk at the bar. I never did.
No, I never did either. But another option they have is with Xbox Live to send us an expansion pack or something.
So, yeah. That'd be kind of neat.
Like they're doing with Ninja Gaiden.
That'd be pretty cool. I don't know how much they would send, though. Like how much extra we could get, but I don't know if it'd be enough. You know, I don't think it would be enough to make me go back and want to play solely for that. Unless, I don't know, if they had like a whole other island, but it would be too big to download.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole damn game would be running off the hard drive. Hopefully it will load a lot quicker, though. Jesus Christ, that game had some terrible load times.
It's not as bad as Leisure Suit Larry.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah. How is that, anyway?
That game, it should be so crap.
Really?
This game, I should have loaded it up, spent 5 minutes on it, and turned it off.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
And it's so addicting. There's like, seriously, like 11, I think there's 11 mini games that you just play over and over and over again. One of them being like 50% of the game.
Hmm.
And they're stupid, but you can't stop playing. It's like the main one where you're talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
You move this little sperm dude across a side-scrolling box, and you have to get him to avoid the bad objects and hit the good objects.
Mm.
And like there'll be three faces along this thing, and two will be bad and one will be good.
Mm-hmm. And like smiley faces or something.
Yeah, one's a smiley face. And the others are different things. Like maybe one will be a ruler, and that'll make you talk about how small or big your penis is or whatever. it's hilarious. It's worth going through these talking things several times, just purposefully hitting the bad stuff.
To hear what he says. Nuts.
But and you have this little heart where if you do good things and you hit the good ones, the meter goes up, and if you do bad things, the meter goes down. It has to be green when you finish for you to progress. And it's quite hilarious. You have to like lewd, dirty humor. I mean, there's no intellectual anything in this game, but it's funny. And like there's a game where you're playing quarters. You know, you hit the quarter off the table and into the glass, and you move the mouse back and throw it forward. And if you do it right, it goes in the glass, and then there's one that's kind of like Dance Dance Revolution where there's a bar and the things go across like up, down.
Oh, okay,
You have to hit them when it hits in the circle.
Yeah.
And there's another one that's like Whack-A-Mole. You got the four circles, and when a right pops up, you hit right, and you have to do that. And then there's a squirt gun one.
So this is what you're doing while Larry's talking to people or whatever?
Just the one, just the sperm one.
Oh, okay.
All the others are little mini games that you're doing with someone.
Oh, okay.
Like, for the most part, the Dance Dance Revolution one is on trampoline. Or sometimes it's actual dancing.
Girls on trampolines.
Yeah.
All right.
And there's one where you have a squirt gun and you're shooting the girls in white t-shirts.
Nice.
And let's see what else. There's one that's, you remember that game? I can't remember if it was hamburgers or beer or something, but you had the four lanes and you ran up and down, throwing it down the counter and the
doesn't sound familiar.
It's an old game.
Yeah.
Some people remember. Anyway, you run up and down these things and throwing different stuff depending on what you're doing at the time. Because the minigames, what you're doing kind of changes, but the actual gameplay of the minigame doesn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the dudes will throw some good things at you that you have to pick up, otherwise you lose, and some things that'll hurt you. You have to avoid those.
So while you're doing all this, what's happening?
Everything but the talking one, nothing.
Okay.
Like, for instance...
I'm not quite following. So I'm talking and...
You're doing the sperm one.
I'm doing the sperm one.
That's when you
talk. Okay, so let's say I do really well with that one. What happens?
You get to progress to the next section.
Okay, which is?
It depends on what...
Okay, let's pick one, though.
Let's say it's the trampoline. Now you're jumping on the trampoline with the girl.
So I've convinced her to come over and bounce around on the trampoline. Okay.
Right. So now you're doing this Dance Dance Revolution thing. And the purpose of it is that if you mess up, you, like, don't bounce high enough, or you don't do a trick, or whatever. Or, like, with quarters, that you're actually playing a drinking game with her. You make it in, she has to drink. It's just only the talking one. Is there actually something going on?
Okay.
All the others, you're just... Or, like, there's one where you have to run around and collect objects and run away from people trying to chase you down.
Weird.
There's more.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's quite a bit of them, but
there's 11.
So each one of these that you do, though, I mean, why are you playing these? Like, each one that you do, what happens, though?
You're trying to get late.
With all these different chicks, or just one of them, or?
Oh, a lot of them.
Okay. I wasn't quite following where Larry was going with this, so.
Larry's trying to get late.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with the quarters one, he's getting her drunk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Always a solid bet. That's a good place to start, Larry.
But it's really funny. The games are a lot more addictive than they should be. It gets pretty hard towards the end, too. I mean, it's... But I give it... I think it's worth $30 on the...
It's $29.99 for the PC.
For the PC, it's worth that.
Yeah?
It's worth that.
$30, huh? I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And one annoying thing, though, is the American version, because obviously it goes to different countries, but the American version, it's censored. Not the top, but the bottom, and it wouldn't be a big deal if it was done tastefully, but it's this huge, bright orange
thing
censored.
That says censored, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, but...
Yeah, what are you going to do? You can't have all the kids out there playing...
Well, if you have the PC version, you can get it hacked.
Of course. We knew that. That's why everybody wants to play the PC version. For $30, as opposed to the console one for $50, and you'd have to have a mod chip and all kinds of crazy shit going on. So
there you go. It's a good game.
I'm surprised it's that fun.
It is a lot better than it should be.
I thought it was going to be absolutely terrible, but maybe I'll have to play it today.
That's the oddest thing. It is terrible.
Yeah.
It is.
How long
terrible.
Did it take you to beat it?
I haven't quite finished. I have another, like, 20 minutes to go, probably. But about 10 hours.
Yeah.
And there's
like
a lot of...
5 weeks for me. At the rate that I'm going for, something's wrong with me.
But there's a lot of collection stuff that you can get, like different outfits for yourself and different bonuses. And, like, there's this one guy called Nigel, who's this dude with a pink mohawk. And he's all over the place, and you go to him in different areas, and he'll sell you different stuff with your coins. You get these special secret tokens from that you'll find in places, as well as you'll get some of them for doing perfects on the minigames.
Huh.
And then you can buy like different modes to where the chicks are walking around in their underwear and stuff like that.
Nice. I'm gonna have to check that out.
It's good. It's good.
Good for some cheap laughs, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, what else did we have here? Oh, NBA Live 2005 for everything. Xbox, GameCube, PS2, and the PC. It comes out on the 15th, that's like in 2 days.
From when we're recording, anyway.
Huh? From when we're recording, yeah, this will be...
It'll actually be the day when people hear
today?
This.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
It's Wednesday. Oh.
Oh, yeah, Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
The day before.
It'll be the day before this airs. Okay. Well, if you're into basketball games, I'm sure this one's great. You know what we need? We need, like, last year's. We need every year's, like, new and improved list.
Right.
Just to compare them. We should totally do that one time. Just to see what they've added throughout the years.
It's probably very little per...
That's what I'm curious about, is how much they've added. I don't know a damn thing about this, but my guess is it's a basketball game, and it's got use's current rosters.
I imagine you throw a ball into a net.
Yeah. That's got to be on there. Probably some tall guys. You probably play some tall guys.
Yeah.
There's a few people on each team. I don't even know how many.
I don't either. I want to say 5.
You know, that's what I was thinking too, but I don't know. I really don't know. Something we do know something about, though, for the PS2 comes out, and this is a big day, the 26th of October.
It's a huge day.
This is a crazy day. I don't know why it's so big. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
This looks really good.
I am not a big fan of the series. I didn't like... Like, I liked them a little bit. I like them for 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I do missions for, you know, like a few hours, and then I get bored instantly. Just all of a sudden, I tune out. I'm like, this game blows. I've been doing nothing but go here, go there, go there, go there, go there. You know, and shoot people. And then I wind up running around town trying to see how many people I can kill before I have, like, a huge traffic jam and, like, a billion cars in front of the spray paint place. You know, and then I drive in there, and... You know, there's still, like, mayhem and fire and blood and dead people everywhere and cops all over, and I just come out of the paint spray, and I am all clean. And they're all right there in front of me.
That's good, though. You know? I mean, it's a game that needs...
Well, they changed that in this one, remember?
Really?
The meter goes down slowly now after you change the paint on your car. Yeah. Right. Rather than instantly you're off the hook, this one takes some time. Which I kind of like, because at least it's a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, but that means you have to actually lose the cops to get painted.
Which
otherwise,
makes more sense, though. You wouldn't just pull into some place right there, the cops are outside, they'd wait for your car to get painted, then you pull out.
You know how tough it is to actually lose the cops, though?
But remember they gave you, like, new stunts and all kinds of cool shit in this?
That's true.
You have, like, you found that, the driver's class and all that?
Yeah, one of the things is you can go to driver's ed, and you get... harder turning radius abilities and...
But you have to, like, earn that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, you have to do good in the training or whatever it is. And then you, like, earn the ability to, like, yeah.
Different things, like doing 360s.
That's cool.
Perfect barrel rolls, I imagine. They didn't explain that, but I imagine it means you can barrel roll off of something and then land on your wheels.
That's awesome. That'll be pretty cool. That'll be pretty neat.
Yeah, most definitely.
We saw quite a bit of video on it. It looks huge. It looks gigantic.
Yeah, they said 5 times bigger than Vice City.
Jeez.
Which, as I recall, they said it was even bigger than that. They said that each of the 3 cities was, like, 3 times bigger than Vice City on their own.
Damn.
And plus the connecting areas.
Now, if you go to their official website, on Rockstar's website, they only have stuff from San Francisco and L.A. on there.
Yeah, they're missing...
Vegas.
Vegas. And I haven't been seeing a whole lot of stuff about Vegas
recently.
Me neither.
We've seen like 4 screenshots of the Vegas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what, I mean, I don't know more about it than I do.
Well, not by much. I don't know, and I'm starting to think maybe they scrapped Vegas.
Huh.
And I don't know that for sure by any means, so don't take this any more than
I'm sure you know, there's probably like 40 reviews of it sitting in that pile of magazines over there that probably tells us exactly what's going on.
Probably.
You know, and I just haven't read it yet. But so, it's weird. There was like almost no information on that about there, except for that one place we did go where it did have that screenshot. It did say that these were new shots. I don't know if we were looking at a new page, though. I didn't see a date on it, though.
Yeah.
And then even on the videos on Rockstar's website, it shows shots of Vegas. Mm-hmm. But how dated those are, I don't know. There's just like, you can't go there and click around the damn thing.
Yeah, on the official site, they have a section that's broken off into 3, and one of them is for the one that's supposed to be San Francisco, and one of them's for L.A., and then there's a third one that's blank, it's missing.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, so, it has the art there, but there's no, like, it has like an art until you hover over and then it changes to a map of the city, but this one doesn't change to a map of the city is what it is.
And it's obviously a third section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't change with the rest either, and they're like sectioned out. And I don't know, it's weird, but they added a bunch of cool stuff for everybody that's into the vehicles. They have bikes, monster trucks, and go-karts. The monster truck looks awesome to go driving around. I can't wait to get in like Bigfoot.
There's also a mod garage where you drive it, and then you can add nitrous packs to your car.
And see, it's going to be easier to lose the cops in this one if you can find it straight away. Just jam down it with your nitrous, you know?
That's true. Plus, some of these tricks might help.
You can get all too fast, too furious on them and stuff.
Well, that's what I was saying. It looks like they're adding some stuff to make it better for the people who did like just to run around.
Which is great. That right there appeals to me greatly.
Yeah.
Just dinking around in the world and seeing what I can do was more fun than the missions to me.
And it does look like they've added some extra stuff to that.
Hopefully it pays off, though, because I really wasn't too happy with the other ones. I got bored really quick. I would play them for just a little bit, and I would get so tired.
I did eventually get bored. I could never beat it, because I did get bored way before that. But I did put in a good 10 hours, I think.
No, I'm sure. For those of you who played, I got to the mission. I got as far as where you were doing on Vice City, where you had to fly the little helicopter around and demo the building. That was as far as I got, and I couldn't handle the controls. And I just kind of got bored after that, because I failed it like 4 million times. Mm-hmm. And I did some other missions for some other guy. I think I was able to do missions for a couple guys at once or something. It's been a long time since I played. And then once I got to that mission on one of the guys, I just kind of like lost all interest in it. I just started running around going on rampages and whatnot. But that got boring because it's pretty limited, you know?
Yeah, so. I do think that they should have some kind of wimp out feature. Like it would cost you money or something to where you can say, all right, you know what? This mission is pissing me off. I'm done with it. It's not working out.
That's a good idea.
Make it cost money. Make it cost something, obviously. You don't want to just say, nah, don't want to do this one.
Yeah, yeah.
There should be some penalty of some kind.
That's a really good idea.
But you get stuck on some missions in a game like this, and it's just like,
I can't progress anymore.
You've done it 100 times. It just gets annoying to the point where you turn it off and you never turn it back on.
And which you fear might be a problem with the new stealth they added.
For me, yeah.
Because, yeah, you mentioned this when you said that there was, because there's stealth missions. Stuff that they got, like, from Manhunt. Like, the way it played, mm-hmm. I guess, was a lot like Manhunt. And then, your first comment was, oh, no.
I'm no good at stealthy stuff.
See,
I get spotted in a heartbeat.
If there's no way that you can skip those, or, you know, maybe if there's, like, a level difficulty or something, I mean, it might suck, because you'll be stuck on it forever. And my problem is controlling other things. I'm going to get so screwed up. Oh my god, I can't handle that. I really like all that flying and crap. I like the cars. Cars are pretty cool. They even brought back the missions, the taxi, the ambulance missions. There's even a tow truck one now, where you get to tow a bunch of cars around and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of neat. I mean,
they probably also did kept the fire truck and police car missions.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't see anything on that, so that'd be pretty interesting. But
the police one was kind of fun.
This one takes place in the early 90s. And it's in places that I know really well. Mm. I'm from here. There. So, I know these places really well. And I'm really looking forward to it because I know what they should look like for the most part, you know, and I think it's going to be kind of neat. And it's in the early 90s, not the damn 80s, and I'm not going to be listening to Michael Jackson and stuff on the radio. But I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty damn cool. I don't know, man. It's rough because I don't want to go buy this for the PlayStation 2 right off the bat.
Right.
I don't want to wait too long for the PC version because I'm going to miss out on all of the hype, you know, all the fun, the big, here comes the day that it's out and every forum, everywhere, everybody's talking about it and playing it, and here's me going, all right, when's the PC version coming out? You know, and you know you're not going to be able to rent this kind of thing. This is going to be rough to find.
You're going to have to be damn lucky.
Yeah. You better be camping out a Blockbuster to get this game because everybody else is going to try to get it too. And they're going to rent it for weeks at a time probably, you know, unless they get a million copies of it. Have you even seen Vice City or GTA 3 at Blockbusters or Hollywood Videos or any of that crap to rent? I don't think I've ever looked, but I don't think I've seen them either.
You know, I'm not sure. I think so. Blockbuster's kind of rough because aren't they like Mormon or something? They're
probably,
corporate,
yeah.
The people who own it.
So they have like 8 walls worth of
and no
the
porno
Passion of the Christ.
Or, yeah.
There is no porno at Blockbuster, isn't there? Yeah. Oh my god, I'm going to stop going there.
I think the people who own it are Mormons.
Oh. Huh. Yeah, I can see them not having the GTA. Even if they're not, just as big corporate goes, I can see them not wanting to carry something like this, though. So I don't think I've seen BMX XXX there either. Not that I've looked.
I would.
I don't think. I know, those are the ones that are going to rent.
From a corporate standpoint, you definitely want Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, absolutely.
And many copies.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. So I hope I'm one of the lucky few that is able to rent that for a week, though. So I'm going to want you to rent it. I don't know how it plays on the PlayStation, either. I've never played one on the PS2.
Really?
Yeah, only on the PC.
It works just fine. I mean, you have to remember, it's designed, the new ones are designed for, I think they all were.
Probably.
They're designed for consoles. They're going to run a little better.
Didn't play the first and second Grand Theft Auto, so I don't know what they were on originally. I would think the
PlayStation.
PC. Originally?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay, I don't know. But, well.
Well, like I was telling you, the reason why they're all top-down like that was technical limitations
on
the PS1.
Ah. Well, in any case, this looks awesome. You can pre-order it now. October 26th, this is supposed to come out. That's, like, I guess, the date that we've got, though, from, like, a lot of different places. Other good game coming out. Or, no, wait, this one is out.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this.
We don't know if it's good or not.
We don't know if it's good. It looks good.
I think it looks interesting.
It looks hella fun.
Yeah.
I think it looks really fun. We watched a lot of video on this.
Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door.
It's actually been out for 2 days.
The princess is kidnapped for the 18th million.
Really? No way. My God, that's a hell of a story.
You have to collect crystals for something to open up the door.
Yeah, I don't know if she's behind the door, or Bowser took her behind this door, or how he opened it without these crystals and then dispersed them back.
That's no consequence.
Yeah, that's doesn't matter. We just know that Mario needs to get the door open to get the princess.
Yeah. As if you play any of these Mario RPG games, they're all pretty much the same in the fact that the combat is turn-based with a menu system, but you then have to time your button presses to do more damage.
The combat was cool. You had a bunch of different actions you could do.
Mm-hmm.
You had a hammer you could hit people with, you could jump on them, you could lightning bolt. You had all kinds of stuff. And each one in itself was like a little quick game thing. It didn't like the button presses weren't.
It was real quick, which would be important.
Very. It was good. It was like how that WarioWare game kind of. Remember on the Game Boy, the WarioWare.
Although not quite as ADD.
Yeah, not quite as bad, but like at least little sections of that taken into when you were doing something was kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know, you would say use my hammer, and Mario would go out there and he'd hit him once, and you had like this bar that would go along, it was like a timer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would have like an X on it or something everywhere you needed to hit the button. And they were spaced differently.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could hit it each time, you would get more damage and stuff. And it seemed really cool. Now, that was just for the one particular hammer thing. They had a million different things that looked like you could do.
Yeah.
Right? You even had a bunch of different people in your party.
Mm-hmm.
You had like little Goombas and that fat hippo chick thing, whatever it was.
She was weird.
I know. I don't know what that thing was.
But you also have, it's like, the combat is on a stage, like you're doing a play.
Yeah.
And you have an audience, and if you can do certain things like I don't remember, a peas or something like that,
yeah,
where you wave at the crowd,
yeah,
and it gives you star power, which allows you to do some of these special moves. I imagine there's other ways than just appeasing to get star power.
Yeah, like if you do stuff perfect, I think it said that you could get more out of it. The crowd would just go nuts.
Yeah,
it's kind of neat though. It's weird because it's all like 2D and 3D though. Like Mario's flat; he's paper.
Yeah, and when he turns, you see him.
Like he's like a line.
There,
yeah. But the world is pretty good though, because there is like a foreground and a background. You can kind of move up and down in the world and whatnot. But every time you turn around, it's kind of weird.
It is side scrolling, which kind of lowers the exploration factor of an RPG. But a lot of games are going that way, which I don't really like, but
I don't know, it looks pretty good. I mean, we didn't...
Overall, I think this looks like it could be real interesting, and I think I'm going to have to play it.
Yeah, I think it's worth renting.
It looks like it has a lot of cool
Like, I wouldn't style. Go out and buy it, though, because I think I'd feel a little bit weird about it.
My girlfriend's going nuts over it, so...
Oh, so you're making a purchase.
Yeah.
This is a buyer right here. Well, you're going to have to let us know how it is, because it actually does look like a whole lot of fun. It looks like something that would really keep your attention, too. You know, you won't get bored wandering around, because there's enemies that'll come at you on the screen, and you can hit your little button, which throws down your mallet, which, if you hit it, you get first strike in the combat.
Not only do you get the first turn... You also hit them on before you even start the combat.
Oh, okay. That's
they
cool.
take damage
That's
from
cool.
the hit.
And all the little things that you could do looked like they were a lot of, you know, very well animated. Very well animated, too. Even walking into a building was cool.
Yeah, that was real cool.
That was pretty neat.
It, like, opened up like it was a box.
Yeah, just, like, sections of it came out. Like, like Barbie's Malibu Beach House. It was wild. It was pretty neat.
It looks like it has a lot of interesting style. Mm-hmm. Which goes a long way with the game.
It does. I mean, it had your everybody's favorite tunes, you know, it had like the signature Mario tune in it, you know, redone, you know, again, of course, but it still had the same sounds for a lot of things too, like the warp pipe and stuff. Mm-hmm. They even saw on the videos that we saw, they had some pretty neat things, like that point where he came to where he had to get the bridge. There's this water that he couldn't cross. Mm-hmm. And you could go into a warp pipe thing, and you would come up in the background of the very same level, there was no loading or nothing, you just appeared smaller and off in the distance on a hill somewhere way in the background, and you could control it still and go do stuff back there to get around obstacles and whatnot.
Well,
hit switches.
He hit a POW button, and it caused... It was kind of weird, because it moved pages like you were opening up a book.
Yeah.
And it drew the bridge
in. Yeah, that was kind of neat, though. I mean, it's just like, there's a lot of cool things that I think if I would be playing along, I would just think, this is cool. That was really neat. You know, that was nice. It just looks very, very well detailed, very well done. Music sounds pretty good. You know, as you'd expect from a Mario game, though, it's like Mario-themed music and whatnot.
Right.
So, you'll have to let us know how it is, but... It might be a while before I get around to renting that one.
Yeah, it is not real high on the list.
No, but it does look fun.
Yeah.
It does look fun, and I'm afraid I might be missing out, actually, if I don't get it soon, because it does look like it's a lot of fun, a whole lot better than this Tack to the Staff of Dreams game. I don't know about this one. This one comes out, is out for all the consoles, and it just looks...
generic.
It does. Very yet another platformer.
It seems to take a lot of influence from Ratchet and Clank. You got different weapons and things, and they seem to all be about the staff.
Oh, yeah. Pretty well animated, though, when he was swinging that staff around.
It looks like it's an okay game.
Yeah.
I mean
didn't look like anything special, though. Why would I want to play this game? It had a little bit of humor when we were watching, like, a scene in it, you know, but it wasn't... It wasn't insanely funny, something that made me want to play it. We actually do have, to talk about a little bit later, a game that looks incredibly funny, but this was nowhere near the humor level of that other game. It's just, I mean, you know, this is for all the consoles, Tack to the Staff of Dreams. It was out on the 12th, and I don't know. I'm not too excited about it.
If you're real big into hardcore
platformer fan, here's another one for you. You know what it kind of made me feel like I was looking at was Rayman. If you ever played that, you know the guy with no arms, but he got like a hand?
Yeah.
Totally reminded me of the gameplay style of that for some reason. Like, you know, but again, that's a lot of the same from everything else. You're jumping on vines, you're running around, you're jumping, you're swinging things, you're climbing across shit, you know, it just, you're collecting shit. Yeah. Lots of collecting shit.
The problem is, without finding some kind of shtick like, say, Sly Cooper has...
We're right on the same page there.
Without finding some kind of shtick like that, you're gonna end up real generic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way around it in this genre.
And I don't see how this justifies itself as a $50 game other than that it's new. You know, I mean, there's no reason. Like, I could see Sly Cooper, something that actually does a good job and it's different enough. I could see a game like that justifying its price. But I think some of these that are just rolled out, you know, let's take this exact game and change up the graphics a little bit. And there's nothing special about it. Why should we go out and blow our hard-earned money on... I mean, unless, like, this is your thing. I mean, if this is what you're into... Like, I have found that I am way into... Let's jump topics, because screw that game anyway. let's jump over this section, and I want to go right here just for a minute, just because we kind of lead into it.
Okay.
Just because I have found that I'm liking this style of game more and more. The Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance type, the Champions of Norrath, like the hack-and-slash, like, RPG... Just kind of fast-paced, but still got a story there. You still have your magic and dragon.
Kill the goblin!
Your generic quests, yes. I'm finding them to be a lot of fun for some reason. I don't know, and I really think it becomes back to, I said this before, where it reminds me of like almost like a 2D game. Like something that I would have played the crap out of back then that was probably 2D, just 3D'd up a little bit now, because it's not, but it's without terrible cameras and stuff. Like, they did a good job on all the cameras, because they're all the same. I don't know why, but they seem to be insanely fun these days for me. granted, I do kind of swing around, you know, like there's like, I will hit a first person shooter thing at some point for like a year, it's all I'm gonna play, mm-hmm. then I'll fall into a real time strategy type of thing, where it's all I'm gonna play. But right now, like, I can't get enough of these kind of games. I've got Dungeons & Dragons Heroes sitting here, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 sitting here, Champions of Norrath. I know we're close to the end of that.
Really? You think so?
I'm sure we are. It can't be much bigger than that. I've basically played through twice. We have a two-player game going, mm-hmm. and then my single-player guy's right with us. He's actually a little bit ahead of us now. I haven't really played it much since then, but he was ahead of us when I quit. And they're just so much fun because it's just, I can sit down, pick it up for a little bit, crank out part of a level, a whole level, just killing things, and, you know, you've got your acquisition. You have your fat staff of ultimate ass kick. You picked up the sword of doom, you know, or whatever. You find all this cool stuff, and you kind of create your character, get some new spells, you've got stats, you can get abilities and whatnot for your guy. But this one that's coming out looks like it throws a big emphasis on humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope it does a good job. You know what else I'm looking forward to playing?
It's the Bard's Tale, by the way.
Yeah, no, we haven't mentioned it yet, but I've been working on making my way there. Was the X-Men Legends game. Plays the same. I can't wait to get my hands on it, but I can't find it to rent anywhere. I'm just not going to go out and drop $50 on it. I can't. I don't have money for this kind of crap.
Conflicting things about how good it is.
So. Yeah, that's true, too. But actually, Cushion, I think, did I mention this before? He sent an email saying he's trying to get a hold of it. Yeah, I think we mentioned it before. If not, I spaced out. Like I tend to do with email, I don't know what my problem is, but he's been trying to get his hands on it to rent it and send in a review. You know, anybody can write it in a review. If you've been playing something, you can just email us about it. I do pretty good at remembering most of the time. But if we get email, you know, if there's a game that you want to hear about, let us know. If there's some kind of crazy site that you found out about, let us know. You know, I'm all down for that. You know, I'm interested in all this kind of stuff. Just send it our way because it's hard to find everything on your own, you know. There's stuff you know out there. Let us know. We'll look into a little bit, you know, find what we can, bring it up. But the Bard's Tale. PC, Xbox, PlayStation 2. I am probably going to... Oh, wow, that's tough. Am I going for the Xbox or the PC? There's no brainer on this. There's no PS2 version that's going to make it here. There's no way. I'm sorry. Now, the Xbox version, I could see me really liking that because of the style that it's going to play. I'm going to need that controller for this. I'm not going to want a damn mouse or I'm going to be playing Diablo again.
Yeah.
However, because I use, everybody knows, my Xbox control on my PC because I fucking love that controller. If I can set it up on the PC, though, I might go that route. I might go with the PC version.
You might be able to at least do it with that one program you have that...
That Joystick Key? Yeah. Huh, I didn't think about that. I wonder how... Well, assuming it works with the... Yeah, it should work pretty well, fairly well, anyway. That'll be interesting, but...
One way to find it. Well,
And I'm sure I'm going to be able to secure a demo copy of The Bard's Tale for the PC before I get my hands on a demo copy for the Xbox. So I imagine I'm going to play. This also comes out on October 26th. That's going to be a bad day because Outrun 2 comes out on the 26th also. But I tell you what, we saw a lot of video and did quite a bit of reading on this Bard's Tale. I think it looks like a blast to play.
It totally makes fun of itself and its genre.
Yeah.
And,
pokes fun at everything that you want to make fun of about an RPG that I'm sure you've made a crack about once or twice, too.
There's plenty.
There is plenty.
For being my favorite genre, there's plenty to crack
there
about.
There is a lot of things that are just completely ridiculous. The neat thing about it is your hero is like, he doesn't want to be a hero, you know? He's just like, whatever, I'm just this dude who wants to make some cash, you know?
Like everybody else is the chosen one.
You know, yeah. You know, apparently there's, you'll run into people who know of the chosen one or is the chosen one, and there's a bunch of them though.
Yeah.
There was even supposed to be like a whole town of people who each one is the chosen one, and you see them throughout the game. You'll run into them in different places in the game, dying out in the field somewhere, doing something. You'll run across another person who is the chosen one. And why is everybody a chosen one? Because it's an RPG, right? And it's funny, because every time I hear The Chosen One, I keep thinking of Tales of Symphonia. They keep calling, what's her name? The Chosen One.
Right.
You know, it's just funny. It looks really good, though. They've got a lot of things that are going to make it a good game on top of just a funny game. The combat, you know, I mean, we're talking about Champions of Norrath, Baldur's Gate style here, though, you know, hack and slash. It uses the same damn engine, but modified, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be things like the way that you hold a conversation. somebody says something to you, you don't have a choice of things to say back like you do in Baldur's Gate. You don't have like a five different, you get to pick from one of five different things. You have what do they call it, snarky reply, yeah. You know, like you have something that's kind of like snooty and kind of mean. Then you have like the nice reply, and you get to pick between the two, and it says it whatever he says for you.
And you don't see what you're gonna say.
You don't know.
You see the actor's masks.
Yeah.
You know, the crying and the smiley actor's masks.
Yeah, that's what you have to pick from when you want to make a reply or whatever. But it seems pretty funny. There was like the first mission. What were you sent to do? Kill a rat in a dungeon somewhere. Like just like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance starts out, where you're getting down, or maybe it's the original Baldur's Gate. That's what I'm thinking of then. Whatever. Hell, probably both Baldur's Gate games started out with you killing rats in a cellar somewhere. You know, and they make a lot of fun of you know, oh, I'm the great rat killer hero, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, because you go and swing against this little tiny rat.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. It seems like they added a lot of humor there. Have you seen the ads for it in the magazines?
No.
It's great. They've got, like, it shows, like a trail, right, like a path. And they show, it says on the left, like, certain death or whatever. And there's, like, zombies, and it looks all evil and dark, and there's, like, lightning and all this. It looks hella bad. On the right, it's, like, wenches and beer or something, right? And there's, like these hot bar wenches and stuff, and your dude's there, and he's, like, drinking and shit, and there's piles of gold there, and it's all happy and stuff, and he's, like, just screwing around. They also said that there was going to be, like, it's going to feel more real, I think, because people are kind of out for themselves, you know? It's going to feel, because not everybody's there to help you, because you're the chosen one. They're there for themselves. They're real people, too. They need to get their crap done. You know, they need something too. You know, go help, you know, find this. Well, there's a reason they want you to get that far. Not just to do a stupid side quest. They want it for something. Whether or not it's going to hurt you later on, you know, who knows. Depends on the choices you're going to make, though. You could even get, like, little companions. You know, like they have that little dog that follows you around. And if you're mean to it, you'll never see it again. If you're nice, it becomes your companion, follows you around for a while. I don't know if it's the whole game or what. Your combat, you know, you run around with a sword or whatever. You've got a whole assortment of stuff. And you have and spells.
They're actually summoning.
Yeah.
Basically summoning spells where you, there'll be different things. Some of them are like battle. So they help you out. Like there's a spider that casts lightning on things.
Yeah.
There
was, like, a fire elemental. Did you see that? That was kind of cool. There's all kinds of different stuff.
Summon some old dude to walk into the level.
Oh, yeah, the trap finder guy.
tap with his stick and find traps when he finds when it kills him.
That's funny. And he keeps making comments about it, though. Like, the old guy, you know. Right. He just keeps making old man comments about you trying to get him killed and how old and slow he is. And, I mean, everything seems to have a really good personality in this. Everything seems to be kind of funny. Even while you're out there killing stuff, your guy's, like, singing stuff, and he's, like, just kind of making jokes, and he's just funny. I mean, it looks like it's going to be...
The voice is going to be, for the bard, is going to be...
Oh, yeah.
The dude from...
Men in Tights.
Men in Tights or Princess Bride.
Yeah. That's going to be great. I think this game is going to be probably one of the better games that's going to come out towards the end of this year, I think. I really do.
Assuming you like the mindless hack and slash.
Exactly. Right now, I'm all about that.
Oh, yeah, there's...
I think it's going to be good stuff. So.
It certainly has its place in the collection.
Absolutely, and I think just because the humor alone is going to sell me on it, because I like enjoying myself when I'm playing a game. You know, I don't like to have a game that you're just like, this is terrible. Like, I find I play a lot of games online, and people are cheating. And I'm not enjoying my day at all, because it becomes, why am I even trying to play this anymore against people that are going to beat me? And what's cool, though, is every now and again you whoop their ass and you feel, like, double good because they're cheating, you know? You feel, like, twice as good as you would normally feel if you just beat them straight up, but, like, it still takes something away. Like, so it's a little rough, you know? I hate that. It feels like crap most of the time because you lose 9 out of 10 rounds, you know? But,
And if you were losing 9 out of 10 rounds, but it was just because someone was better, well, that's...
Hey, yeah, that happens. You know what? You need to improve. You probably learned something for that. But fighting against cheaters... That's some bullshit. I don't know how I got off on that, but all right. I don't know.
Was there a point?
I was enjoying myself during games. I was not happy playing against cheaters all the time. Yeah. How I got to there from, the humor made me enjoy it. That's what it was. let's see. Oh, Midway Arcade Treasures 2. This actually comes out tomorrow, which will be Thursday. So it'll be a couple days ago when you're listening to this. GameCube, Xbox, and PlayStation 2. This This is one hell of a treasures pack, because it's not like hella old school games that you probably should be free. This has got, well, okay, some of them are APB, Arch Rivals. I think that's a basketball game, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is. I never played it. Championship Sprint, Cyberball 2072, Gauntlet 2, Hard Driving. Dude, I played the hell out of Hard Driving and Race Driving back in the day. I loved those games. Whatever, the Cosmic
Cruiser?
Yeah. Mortal Kombat 2 and 3. NARC. Did you ever play NARC?
Mm-hmm.
That game is nuts. They need to redo that. They need to redo a NARC for today. Pit Fighter. That is another great game. Used to play that on the Super Nintendo and the Genesis all the time. Mm-hmm. That was, you know what? That's what Fight Club should have been. Should have been like Pit Fighter. Totally. Rampage World Tour. Rampage is always fun.
Oh, I played the crap out of that game.
This was your vice back in the day, huh? Did you play in the arcade a lot, or just at home? Or
my Genesis.
On the Genesis, yeah. I used to play this on the arcade because they had it at the movie theater a lot. Mm-hmm. Screw going to watch a movie, I'm going to play Rampage. Spy Hunter 2, another great game. Timber, Total Carnage, Wacko, Wizard of War, Xenophobe, and Zybots. These are just some pretty solid games. And I don't know how much these release at, though. I don't think it's $50.
No, usually these kind of compilations
like 20
are like
30.
Yeah, 20 or 30.
Yeah, probably 30. Yeah. Probably 30. Especially this one, I think, because there's some more recent treasures there, I guess. You know, I mean, you want to say, like, Mortal Kombat 3 is not ancient.
I think
it's old.
I think it's just because we're getting old.
I think so, too. I think so, too. It makes me want to cry. It really does. I'm not pleased with that at all.
Now the games of our youth are becoming the
treasure games. Oh my god. You know what's gonna really blow is when you go into like a supermarket, you know, or 7-Eleven, they have like the greatest hits CDs, but they were tapes, like, you know, the ones that we see now are tapes. Like my mom buys them, you know, and they're tapes, and now I'm seeing like greatest hits of the '90s, greatest hits of the '80s and stuff, and I'm like, dude, I remember when that song was brand new. What the hell? And then I find myself listening to the radio, and I'm like, I don't know what any of this music is, and it all sucks. And I have a shitload of music that I do like.
It's starting to happen to me, too. It's like, I listen to the radio, I'm like, what the hell? What's this noise? Turn that racket off!
Oh, no. Damn youngins. I can't figure it out, because I don't know. It's weird. Like, I'm listening to stuff that I don't, in my head, is not that old, you know? But, like, I'll get in the car with, like, my dad, and he listens to some shit that's, like, ancient. Like, I know he's picking up radio stations that were broadcast, like, 40 years ago, but, like, bounced back from space or something. Because there's no way that this shit is still on the air. And yet it is. He's listening to it, and I can't stand it. And then I get in the car with my stuff, you know, and I hear, like, my cousin complain, 13 years old. What kind of crap are you listening to? And I'm like, what? This isn't crap. This is awesome music here. I mean, it's rough. Like, the newest thing I think I've listened to and liked was that Evanescence CD, Fallen. That's some good shit. That was like an accident to how I came across that before. And like, the whole CD I like listening to.
Right.
You know, it's hard for me to find new music all of a sudden. I don't know what happened. If it's just the RAA just put out a bunch of crap now, are they only allowing crap? Or is it that I'm starting to get old?
That's a scary thought, that someday we won't have any new music. We'll just have to listen to the same stuff.
Already. I'm getting there, though. Everything I listen to is not new. This is the newest thing I've heard, is this Evanescence CD. Before that, holy crap. The people are dead now. You know, it's not new stuff I'm listening to. That's starting to worry me. We need suggestions or something. We need somebody to email us with, this is what all the new stuff is that doesn't suck, that's coming out. God bless the internet, though. There's a lot of, like, independent artists out there. You know, they're not signed by the fucking RIAA for a deal. You know, they're not making records for Sony Records or, you know, all that.
Right.
And they've got some good stuff out there. I've been able to come across quite a bit of things. I still think if you go to, like the scene stuff like that, it's just awesome. I dig that kind of stuff. I have the whole archive of this crap from, like, 91 to, like, crap, I don't know, like 97 or 98, I think. I don't know. I've got like 7 CDs worth of stuff like that. It's great, you know. Again, they're small files. Mm-hmm. And there's thousands of them on each disc. It's amazing. That's good stuff. But like real actual music that I would hear on a radio station, I can't handle it. It sucks. I'm getting too old. I'm just freaking out because my birthday is next week, so, or 2 weeks or whatever. I'm freaking out. 13 days or 11 days. Oh, no. Getting close quick. Crap. Suddenly I'm really depressed. Really depressed.
Moving on
to game. Oh yeah, back to games and not me whining about getting old. Crap, Game Boy games.
Yeah.
Which we don't talk, Game Boy Advance games, which we don't talk about a whole lot.
That's because there's usually not a whole lot to, well, there's, technically, number-wise, there's always a whole lot to talk
about. There's like 4,000, I think. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a shitload of Game Boy Advance games.
Whoever decides about the Game Boy Advance thing, they're like more into the Blitzkrieg than Sony is.
Yeah, they are. It's ridiculous. But of the ones that looked reasonable, we did have a pile of them, and we trimmed it down to 3 games that looked reasonable. Mario Pinball Land came out on October 4th. We're actually a little late on 2 of these. I thought it looked, graphic-wise, it looked reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
The sound sounded all right. I don't know how much fun it is, though.
Let's put it this way. You have that little
Game Boy Advance screen.
The graphics are decent size.
Yeah, they look okay.
And it's that one screen. It's a very tiny table you're playing on with, like, 4 things.
Yeah, yeah. Like, one thing to hit, something else to jump on, something to kill, and something to dodge.
Yeah, there's no
ramps.
There's no ramps. There's no anything that you think of when you think of
pinball. Yeah, good call.
There seemed to be usually a door where if you hit it just right, you move on to a different table or something.
Yeah.
It looked like crap to me.
It didn't look like it was very. It looked some like it could be good. Like I wanted to see more of the stuff, and that they were all just like that. But every map we looked at was very plain, very small.
Every screenshot I saw was very plain, very small. Yeah. Not a whole lot going on.
There's only supposed to be 30 different maps, tables, whatever. Yeah, it didn't look too hot. But and God, I don't know if I can even say that's a decent game. I don't think I could even say it's very decent. All right, well, screw it. That game sucks. What else came out? October 5th, I guess, Mega Man 03 came out. And from what I understand, this is just like every other one of these Mega Man Zero Legend Ultra Kill Slaughterhouse Mega Man games ever. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Everything that I saw looked just like it was just like any other Mega Man. Now, you know,
so if you like it and you're looking for more, there you go.
Guess what? You know, you can get the Mega Man collection on the PS2, and you get this, and you're in Mega Man heaven. But I don't do Mega Man.
You can go kill the dude with the scissors on his head till your heart's
content. That's right. I don't know. The last Mega Man that I did was like Mega Man 5 or 6. No, what, 3? 4? It was on the Nintendo. And it was decent. But I don't like the way Mega Man controls and jumps. And it's insanely popular. There's no reason they have, like, 35 games featuring Mega Man, you know, the lead character. But it's not my kind of game. I don't know. There's just something wrong with it. But this one is exactly more of the same. So I'm not very happy with that for me. But, you know, if you are a Mega Man fan, this is right up your alley. And what was the other one? Oh,
Grand Theft Auto Advance, coming out October 19th. This looks like it's standard original Grand Theft Auto fare.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2 again.
Top down, you run around, flamethrowers, machine guns, stealing two cars.
You know, yeah. Full on overhead. There's no voice and whatnot. I mean, you know, you are on a Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
They have cards on the screen, you know. The colors didn't even look so good. I don't think it looks very.
I think they probably had to cut every corner that storage wise they could just to fit it all on.
I bet you're right. It just looks too crappy. It really did look bad.
Yeah, I have lots of friends who.
You know what? I lied then. So none of these games are very good.
Well, Grand Theft Auto Advanced will probably have quite a good following. I have some friends who were so addicted to the original Grand Theft Autos, and they some of them even think that the new ones are actually went in the wrong direction.
Really?
Yeah.
There may be something to that. I never actually played the originals. But I'll tell you what. I decided to grab this right now. Check this out.
Is this the Game Boy Advance backlog?
This is the Game Boy Advance backlog minus Zelda. Okay, here we go. Now this is what I think are awesome Game Boy Advance games. We've got Shining Soul. This game is pretty badass. This was like the RPG that was on the Genesis. Oh. Shining Force,
yeah,
right? I think if you're a Game Boy Advance player, you owe it to yourself to have Shining Soul. Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. Definitely another decent game. Lufia, the Runes of Lore. Another pretty cool RPG type game. I'm really actually looking forward to getting into that one, because this looks like old school fun here at its best. Like, you know, I have way more Game Boy Advance games than I do GameCube games, which is why I have a Game Boy Player, because I'm going to be playing this shit at my house. Lunar Legends, you know what, this wasn't as good as I thought it would be, because I've actually played this version on the Sega CD, though. Mm. So it's kind of like, oh man, this was so much fatter on the CD version.
My girlfriend actually just got that.
It's cool. It still is cool, but it's not quite as good as the Sega CD version. But I like Lunar a lot. Sword of Mana, this one I have an incredibly hard... Like, it's fun, but it is not as good as it should be. The AI is so bad, it makes it unplayable. Mm-hmm. I've actually gotten pretty far in this. Easily over halfway, probably 3/4 of the way through. And it pains me to play this. It really does. I'm kind of bummed because I really wanted to go through and beat it, and it's going to take a lot of effort. And then, of course, the NES Classic series, The Legend of Zelda, is the other one that I have. I had some other crap before, but...
This is all Super Nintendo-style...
Exactly! RPGs are... Oh, and Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. Tactics is different, but...
Right, it's still
Super graphic-wise, Nintendo. And yeah, I know. But...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And these are what I think are good games. These are what I'm thinking is the thing to own.
This is the style of... Right here, this is the style of game that I grew up on. It was all about this crap.
And you don't have a Game Boy?
No, my girlfriend does. I don't.
You just use hers.
I need to get a player is what I need to do.
Yeah. That's what I like sitting at home playing them on the bigger screen. I really do. You know what I mean? And they're cheaper. It's like $50 or something. Screw buying an $80 Game Boy when you don't go anywhere to play anyway.
Yeah.
You know, when you're just going to be sitting at home... You want to play? Oh, crap. I'm going to have a pile of games all over the floor. Okay, we got those put away. Now, the last thing for this week that we had, and 15 minutes to kill somehow, so I better do a pretty damn in-depth review of this, is the movie Lady Killers. I tried so hard to get my hands on this movie for the last couple of weeks. Every time I went to the store, it was gone. I mean, they had probably 20 of them. They had quite a bit. And yet, I still couldn't get my hands on it. It was always rented out, no matter what time of day I went there. Finally, I was, you know, up at my dad's house this weekend, and at my sister's, and they live in the same town. And my sister had got it through, like, it wasn't Netflix, it was something else, but whatever. It was, like, Blockbuster's version of it or something. Anyway, she goes, oh, I don't even know what movie I got, let me see. And I was kind of bored, and she was, like, making dinner and getting ready to have, we were going to have a nice dinner and stuff, and I didn't know what to do with myself, you know, I'm kind of out of my element. Didn't bring my Game Boy like I should have, I didn't even think about it. I was kind of in a hurry to get out of here on my way up there, you know, I didn't want to get there too late. And I open it up, and bam, Lady Killers, holy crap, score, you know, I was like, yes. So anyway, I finally got to watch it. This is, Tom Hanks is in it as like some kind of, he's like a professor or pretends to be or some shit. Anyway, they're trying to, there's like five guys. There's like some kind of dumb football player kid. What else is there? There's some Asian general guy they call the general. There's one of the Wayans brothers or something as like a janitor or something.
The funny one.
He was pretty damn funny too. There was quite a bit of good range there in their little team. And what it is they're trying to rob a casino. And the casino is on a ferry. You know, like it's like a big cruise ship kind of thing or whatever. Mm. And they're trying to rob that because the one guy, the Wayans brothers dude, is like a janitor there, and he brings all the money, or he knows they bring all the money to land to an underground place and where they store it. So of course he makes friends with one of the guys that works there in the count room and all that kind of stuff, you know. And you know who's their boss is Jimmy James from News Radio.
Oh, okay.
He's like the boss. That guy's hilarious. It's pretty funny. They make some good jokes. Man, they have some really good jokes. At least in his part. When you're watching the rest of the stuff, it's not quite as funny sometimes. Oh, and they had some old white guy as the demolition expert guy. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny, too. So they start out by finding a home that's, like, somewhat close to where the base underground place for this thing is. And Tom Hanks' character meets the lady that owns the house, whose husband is dead, and this lady just lives there all by herself and has a room for rent.
Mm-hmm.
So he rents the room and explains to her that that he's part of a band. They play music, right? And it's like classical music or some kind of crazy shit. So he finds out first that she has a cellar, you know. So she takes him down to the basement, and it's like perfect. The walls are kind of like, you know, they're easy to basically dig a tunnel is what they're gonna do. And so he's like, oh, this place is perfect. So, and this lady, this really nice church-going lady, you know, is just totally oblivious to what he's up to. So he rents the room from her, gets his team assembled of guys to dig this tunnel, and every so often they get together and they meet, you know, and then and they go down there to practice music. Well, they bring in, like, you know, like a guitar cases, you know, or whatever they've got, and it's like drilling and stuff, you know, it's all this, like, all these tools, and then a stereo to play music, so it sounds like they're practicing down there. It's great. So they're down there digging this tunnel, and then a whole assortment of weird crap happens. You know, just like stupid stuff happens to them. They get...
Hilarity ensues.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, it's just weird, kooky little things happen to them, you know. He gets, you know, the one guy gets in trouble at work. The demolitions guy blows up stuff on accident that he doesn't need to do. The lady's starting to catch on. They're trying to cover it up. A bunch of little things happen. Not at all the movie I expected it to be, though. Like, I didn't know what I was kind of in for at the time, because I just, like, I didn't even get to read the box. I just knew it was rented every day, so it had to be good. It's not that good. It didn't turn out to be a fantastic movie, but it was pretty decent. Of course, you know, their whole thing is breaking in, getting the money, and making it look like it disappeared. It did a good, fairly good job of, like, the overall story with a little bit of humor and the issues and stuff, but it's not, like... I bet they intended for this, but it doesn't flow too well. But they probably intended it to be that way, because you can tell that each character has his own little thing going on.
Right.
And every now and again, you get a little bit of insight into that. But there's no, like, it doesn't flow really well. Like, all of a sudden, they're trying to kill somebody, or they're trying to do this, and then the next thing you know, you're looking at a scene from when they were a little kid. You know, and all of a sudden, you're like, what the hell?
So it's very choppy.
You know, extremely. Extremely. It just kind of, like, throws you around a little bit. And it doesn't happen a whole lot, but just enough to really screw you up.
Well, it could be the intent.
That's what I'm saying. It was probably intended that way, though, to show how different the characters were, and each one has a personality, but they didn't go too in-depth with all of them enough.
Does the plot and what's going on in the movie suggest that you feeling discorded and choppy is part of the intent of the movie itself?
I would say yes, but it doesn't feel right. Like, they want it to be choppy and chopped up like that. But, wait, no... No, I think they want it to feel smooth, yet by getting some background from the characters inserted in there, but it's choppy is what happens. That's what it is.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like they did a very good job of, like, introducing you to the characters very well or knowing anything about the characters. They try to explain something or why that guy's there or whatever, and they don't do that. And if they do it, it happens in the middle of something else going on. Something that you're waiting to see happen. You're on the edge of your seat, and next thing you know, they're showing something else.
Hmm.
You know, and it's just like,
oh. Usually something like that is a pretty good tool to make you feel discorded, and very put weird feelings in you, and you know what I'm trying to say? For instance, Pulp Fiction.
That was done perfectly.
Uses that tool to make you feel kind of funky.
Yeah, that was done well, though.
Right.
Because you felt funky, but you were still there.
Well, and there was a point of the movie to make you feel funky.
Mm-hmm. This didn't... I don't think they wanted you to feel funky, though, but they wanted something, but they didn't do it. They didn't do it at all. I don't know. It was... I would say, like, overall, it was a pretty good story.
Mm.
However, when it starts coming to a close, like, when the movie starts wrapping up, it happens in a way that you're just like, I can't believe that this is how this movie's going to end. Like, it's so dumb. You're just kind of, like, shocked that this is what they decided to do with it. Otherwise, pretty good movie. And it wraps up just terribly. I didn't like the way it ended because you're just convinced that these guys, the mastermind of this plan and pulled all this stuff off, this would happen to them in the end. You know, this is how this movie would end, with these guys doing what happened, you know. And it's just like, oh my God, it was such a letdown.
Endings must be tough to make or something, because too many movies screw it up.
I think you're right, because I do complain a lot about the endings, but this one did a terrible job, because it shouldn't have gone down like that. It almost kind of gave it like a supernatural feel all of a sudden to the end of the movie.
Hmm.
A movie that, you know, all of a sudden you're just like, oh my God. Like in my mind, it was almost something had to do with the lady's dead husband was like screwing him up or something. It was so bad. It was just like, ah, this blows. But I would say, like, the ending, minus the ending, though, I mean, I would definitely have gone to the theater and saw this for probably $5.
Matinee.
You know, yeah. You know, this is not, it's definitely a rental. Definitely worth renting for the $2 or $2.50. Actually, Blockbuster raised their prices again. Definitely worth the $2.50 for that.
Their overnight is $2.50 now?
Their new release overnight is $2.50, not $2 anymore. Yeah. So, definitely worth that though. But not worth full price when it was new. $8. Definitely not. So, I didn't watch any other movies or anything else.
The only movies I watched are all old. I watched American History X last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I watched.
That's all right. We need to come to a close anyway, because you're late for work now. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I guess we will see you next week, hopefully with more reviews and stuff. Hopefully we'll get some good movies in next week, too, because you said something just came out that was pretty good.
Oh,
The Day After Tomorrow?
The Day After Tomorrow. I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's good or not, but it's out.
What the hell is it?
It's a movie about climate change. It's about all of a
is
sudden...
Is it like a disaster movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That might be pretty good then. Anything else that came out this week we should know about?
I'm on my way to Blockbuster. The special edition DVD of freaking right on the tip of my tongue. It's a we were talking about it earlier. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh yeah, I've never seen that.
You need to.
So I don't care. I don't know.
Anybody who hasn't seen it should see it. It's good. It's a little long, but it's because it's a Stephen King book.
Oh great.
No, it's not. Horror Stephen
King. No, that's alright. I like that stuff. I don't like it when he tries to be serious too much.
Oh, it's good.
We'll see. I probably won't rent it, though. I'll go look for something else. But we better get going. Kobar has to get to work.
Oh, yeah.